44. The Seneca Falls Convention. In 1848, Seneca Falls was a rural town in a remote corner of upstate New York. One small notice in the local Seneca County Courier announced that public meetings would be held at the Wesleyan Chapel on the subject of women's rights. A few dozen people were expected to attend, but, to the astonishment of the organizers, hundreds of women showed up. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, 1815-1902, had never before spoken in public. Few women in America had. As Stanton began, however, she discovered that she was a natural-born speaker. "Resolved," she read from the Declaration of Sentiments and Resolutions, "that it is the duty of the women of this country to secure to themselves their sacred right to the elective franchise." As expected, there was opposition to the resolution, but to Stanton's great relief and joy, it passed. Elizabeth Cady Stanton learned that she was not the only one in America who believed women deserved the right to vote. The public expressed outrage and disgust. Newspapers reacted as if the women had set out to tear down the nation. One paper accused them of trying to upheave existing institutions and overturn all the social relations of life. The clergy was outraged too. The women were accused of undermining organized religion and blaspheming God. But something had been set in motion. More women's rights meetings were held, and 2 years later, the first National Women's Rights Convention was held in Worcester, Massachusetts. When women finally gained the right to vote in a national election in 1920, only one woman who had attended the Seneca Falls Convention was still alive to cast her vote, 72 years after Elizabeth Cady Stanton's act of monumental daring.